RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
All right, here we go. Here's the feedback coming into the Carson Anderson.
Oh, did
inbox.
We get 10 texts?
We did.
Ooh. Are we betting on this? Do we get the bet or no?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, I Jeff, I've learned something about you.
What's that?
You bet to prove a point, not to win.
Well,
I bet to win. You try to bet to prove a point.
You know what?
I've discovered this about you.
I was ready to be very offended by what you said, but you might not be that far off. But on
right.
the
I only make bets that I'm like close to sure I'm going to win.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm saying I don't speak for all fans. I didn't like the comments, but I was guessing that most fans didn't care what Brad Holmes said. You think the fans do care? I think it depends on who you ask, obviously. But here we got 10 texts.
I'm excited. Oh, I'm going to keep track. This is good.
Yep. Yes, they bothered me, and so did Goff's last week. That's from Tom in Heartland.
One.
From Al. It was a little odd, but I don't really care about receipts that Holmes kept.
What do we count that one as? That's a no?
I don't really care. Okay. I think pretty much says
it's
a no.
I wanted that guy's vote.
Derek in Brighton says, Brad Holmes' comments didn't bother me. What will bother me is if they don't make moves this offseason, filling obvious holes on the roster. So those comments, he's a no.
That's a 1-2.
Milford, nope. GM comments do not bother me at all. All I care about is the team on the field.
I'm behind here.
Nate Navan says, yes, Brad's comments bother me to this day.
All right.
Fire Brad Holmes.
So that's 3-2.
That guy agrees with you. Fire Brad Holmes guy agrees with you.
You know what? Just on the one part. I didn't say fire Brad Holmes. So just to rehash, we're halfway through. It's not a bloodbath. 3 no's, 2 yeses. Go ahead. This is exciting.
Ryan in a car. Don't pull out receipts until you've won a Super Bowl. The comments did bother me. Felt very amateurish.
We're coming back.
Next one. Hell yes, those comments bother me. The arrogance that organization holds and to not perform disgusting.
I need one more not to lose.
Brian in Utica says, yes, absolutely. Ever since his interview with you guys, my life for him started going down.
That's 5-3.
Lock and Commerce, yes, they bother me quite a bit. He's too arrogant.
6-3, bloodbath.
Holmes, yes, he did piss me off with his comments.
Ooh.
And look where you are now.
No, I just ran it up.
Yes, receipts.
Like Dan did the bed.
You were right. But.
No buts, Doug. No buts.
There is a but.
Come on.
There is a but. I would like to ask the people not listening to this show.
What, just the people that agree?
I think most fans are casual fans. I think people, like I said, listening to us on a Friday after day after Christmas are probably a little bit more than casual. But with that said, congratulations. This is huge for you, Jeff.
Did we bet? I forget.
This is huge. No, I don't make bets unless I think I'm going to win. Okay. I don't bet to prove points.
It's a big win.
I notice you always bet on playing golf.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, I have an awareness of my limitations.
Doug, can we get to the bottom of this very quickly? I meant
sure.
to bring this up.
Which is?
When I bet Gator on the golf match.
Yeah, and he destroyed you. Wasn't it a humiliation?
Get the questions out of the way first, then I'll continue. Okay. What else you got?
All right, sorry.
No, can continue. When I bet him, I had every belief I was going to beat him. And I'll bet him again next year, too. Now, it didn't work out that way. Gator played well, and I sure did. But I'm capable of beating him. Just didn't do
so,
it that day.
So, again,
yeah.
I am fully aware of my golf limitations, Jeff.
Yeah. Would you bet me? I'm willing to bet you. Do you want to play?
No.
Why?
First of all, 4 hours is enough today.
I get the feeling you don't like me very much.
No, I don't bet on my own golf game. I know what I'm not good at, Jeff. We have a fundamental difference. I know what I'm not. I don't bet on bad golfers.
Okay.
I don't. So okay. I'm not going to bet anybody on my golf game.
I got the feeling you were very happy that Gator beat me. And that kind of hurt my feelings.
I was thrilled. But so was everybody else.
Nobody was up. No, my daughter was cheering for me.
Excellent.
Yeah, so was my wife, I think.
Excellent.
Yes. By the way, I didn't mind drinking beer out of a shoe.
This was a win. Hold on. This was a win for you.
You damn straight it was.
You get the win here. I give you.
I'm going to put this on social media. Can I say I owned you? Can I say I dunked on you or no?
If it makes you feel better, okay, sure. Do it. Go right ahead. But hey, good for you, man. We're all proud of you.
Every now and then, my friend. You know, I came into today's game with a purpose. I mentally prepared, and I got the job done. Thank you.
Yeah, well, again, congrats.
Don't act like it's not a thing. You wanted it, Doug. Admit it.
I don't claim to know. I'm surprised at these results, but I also don't ever try to speak for fans. And so I was wrong on this one, but there's a reason why I don't try to speak for fans. So let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Matt. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Matt.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello, Matt.
Agreed. Some of us have a little bit too much time on our hands today, and I don't know if this is if we're representative of the general fan base, but congrats, Rieger.
Well, you guys are fans, so of course you represent the fan base. I can't help who's responding or not.
We're a segment. No, you can't. It's true. But I just wanted to say that, you know, yesterday was painful. You know, I would have liked, obviously, I'm always going to root for the Lions to win, but there was a small part of me that was kind of hoping that they were not going to win these next two games. And there's a small part of me that is glad that they face planted in such spectacular fashion. Because,
why?
Because, no, only for the future. And because I think there's been a lot of stubbornness from Brad Holmes. There's been a lot of, oh, we're so close. Oh, there's just one or two things we need to tweak. I breathed such a sigh of relief yesterday when I heard Dan Campbell say, okay, me and Brad really need to sit down and talk. Because I think about the Scott Harris situation that y'all were just talking about. I think the fact that they made it as far in the playoffs as they did last year gave Scott Harris kind of, in his own mind, maybe not carte blanche, but this excuse to say, well, hey, look what
sure.
we did here.
That it's working.
Right? Right, exactly. Whereas now, there's no way for Brad and Dan to look at this and say, like, oh, well, we were so close. It's just a tweak here, it's a tweak there. They have to look at what's exactly in front of them. And that gives me more hope for the future in terms of them actually doing something about it than if they had just squeaked into the playoffs or even won the last couple games and, oh, Green Bay wins a game. And, I'm just...
If they had gotten into playoffs, that meant they would have had to win some games. And if they had to win some games, all I think about is how outmatched Washington appeared to be last year. And look how far they made it. They won two road games in the postseason. I would not trade that opportunity to hope that they'll be motivated. I think it's having been around a lot of coaches, okay, and talked to them, and not these guys as much. I don't know them intimately, but what I find is that they are far more aware of their flaws, and they know of other flaws that we don't even talk about. Not all coaches, but I don't think that they would be ignoring issues.
I agree with you. I think Brad is pretty aware. So is Dan. So is everybody in the organization.
I don't think they needed yesterday. Right. I don't think something yesterday was that they needed.
But to the fans that are fed up, to the fans that wanted more last offseason, I totally understand that caller's perspective. That if you're going to lose like that with fireworks. So leave nothing up to guessing that, yes, Brad now has to react. But I agree with you. He's what's going to react regardless. Yeah. If he didn't react, then, yeah, you fire him because he's not a good executive.
Let's go to Steven next on 97.1. Hello, Steven.
Hi, guys. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Steven, Merry Christmas.
So I think this is the year where if they're gonna retool and improve, I think they need to do it through the off season in trades. I don't think it's going to happen in the draft. I think they're really close. I think they had a very tough year this year with injuries, just like last year. I think the offensive line not doing anything really hurt them. So I don't see it happening in the draft. So this is the year where I would really hope he would utilize trading some draft capital for. I don't want to name names because I know you guys were not going to go down that road, but someone of like Jeffrey Simmons, who is at Tennessee, who obviously Tennessee is looking to rebuild and get draft picks, and you can shore up that defensive line. The defensive line, Doug, I agree with you, and I've been saying this all year. We knew what the offensive line was going to be like. We knew when we lost Ragnow and we weren't going to get – we didn't really do much to fill that hole. The defensive line with the run game was awful all year. It wasn't just now. It has not been good all year, and they need to figure that out. DJ Reader was disappointing. Ali McNeil was disappointing, and there was that article in the Detroit News about trading Ali McNeil. This might be the time to do it.
Sure.
But I think it has to get done in the offseason, and it cannot be wait until draft time and let's try to draft our own and sign our – they have to start trading.
They need a veteran. They need a veteran center.
They do.
A veteran center is become an utmost priority to me, and then you got to figure out because let's be clear. You'd love to have a veteran, established veteran star player at every position. You really would, but you can't do that in a cap world. So which ones are you going to try and get away with, younger players or inexpensive players, and which ones do you want to invest in? I got to tell you, that center spot is one that has become an utmost priority to me.
And nobody disagrees, but he was talking about the defensive line and Ali McNeil and DJ Reader and Aiden Hutchinson. That line as well, a ton of uncertainty. I mean, I know people love to talk about the opposite edge, but even your defensive tackles, like, is Tyleek Williams going to take that next step? I got to believe Reader's gone. And what do you do with McNeil? Was it simply came back from injury, could never find his footing? He looked great in that Bucs game, but he hasn't been anywhere close to that. And that's a dude making a lot of money. So as many holes as you got in the O-line, I'd argue that you got pretty much the same amount in the D-line.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I don't think you're wrong. 248-539-9797. We got open lines. You want to get in, keep talking Lions. Kyle Whittingham looks like he's headed to Michigan. We got a fan press conference today. I can't believe that's a real statement, but it is. So lots to get to. Yeah. Well, you said you did 2 hours on this guy?
We did an hour. We were talking Lions, and then word gets out that he's having a press conference. So Rico and I, it was fun. Rico was very passionate about it, and I just find it humorous.
Yeah. It's Carson Anderson. Rieger's in for Anderson here on 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.